The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hewitt on a Friday morning. Good morning to everyone out there, and a condolences and gift, and send a get well card to Mark Kelly, Democrat senator in Arizona, who's been left in about 150 pieces on the debate floor by Blake Masters. I don't think I've seen a Democrat debate that badly ever, and I think Blake Masters is going to win Arizona. I'm going to start with Herschel Walker, though. Herschel was on the show yesterday, and boy, is Legacy Media helping him go over the top with Raphael Warnock. Here is what Herschel said to me. Cut 21. Joined now by Herschel Walker, candidate for Senate in Georgia. Good morning, Herschel. Welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to begin, Herschel. The Daily Beast has updated the story about your paying for a woman's abortion. The anonymous woman has now also alleged that she had a child by you. Your response?
I'll say the same thing I said, that I know this is untrue. And they keep telling me things like that, and it's totally, totally untrue. And I'm not sure why that will be told. I know nothing about any woman having an abortion, and so they can keep coming at me like that, and they're doing it because they want to distract people. I know that because I've already been forgiven, and if I've been forgiven, why in the world would I not be forgiven of something like that? And I'm not saying being forgiven. Go ahead.
Is there anything you need to be forgiven for vis-a-vis a woman whose name we do not know? Do you know who this woman is, and do you need to be forgiven?
Well, that's what's so funny. And I'm saying I've been forgiven because of all the things I did when I went to the thing with my ex-wife and all that, and things I did, I don't know how many years ago that I wrote in my book. I said, guys, I wasn't perfect. I had my problem with mental health. And I've been born again, but I have a new life, and I've been moving forward. And if that had happened, I would have said it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of there. People have done that, but I know nothing about it. And if I knew about it, I would be honest and talk about it. But I know nothing about that.
What Herschel says is no. I don't know this woman. No, I didn't pay for an abortion. No, I didn't have a child by her. But I've had a lot of bad stuff come up in this campaign for which I have been forgiven by my ex-wife. He goes on to say, but if that had happened to somebody out there, you don't have to be ashamed about it. And by the way, that is the Christian response to every person who's had an abortion, participated in an abortion. It might not be a good thing to talk a lot about and obsess about, but Christians don't look forward. They look don't look backwards. They look forwards. They never, ever blame the woman. They always, always feel sympathy for the woman. They just want to minimize or end the practice of abortion. Here's how they played that 2-minute cut on just Legacy Media. Just a quick montage. Cut number 20.
Here's what he said this morning on Hugh Hewitt's radio show.
The anonymous woman has now also alleged that she had a child by you. Your response?
I'll say the same thing I said, that I know this is untrue. I know it's untrue, and they keep telling me things like that, and it's totally, totally untrue, and I'm not sure why that will be told. I know nothing about any woman having an abortion. I've been born again, but I have a new life, and I've been moving forward, and if that had happened, I would have said it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of there. People have done that, but I know nothing about it. And if I knew about it, I would be honest and talk about it.
This morning, Walker told conservative talk show host Hugh Hewitt if he'd done it, he'd have said so, telling Hewitt, quote, because there's nothing to be ashamed of there. This afternoon, reporters asked him about that comment to Hugh Hewitt.
Contrast that with his opponent, who spent the day fumbling his response to a growing scandal in interview after interview. Here was Herschel Walker responding to the abortion allegations with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt.
I know nothing about any woman having an abortion, And so they can keep coming at me like that. If that had happened, I would have said it. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. You know, people have done that, but I know nothing about it. And if I knew about it, I would be honest and talk about it. But I know nothing about that.
His answer, though, I just got to say, I've just been reading his second answer to try to explain the first one to Hugh Hewitt, and it's incomprehensible.
Here's what he told conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt when asked about this latest report this morning.
I know this is untrue.
So you get the sense. Ollie Velshi, Anderson Cooper, everybody's on there trying to say that Herschel is incoherent. In fact, Herschel says, I didn't do it. I don't know the woman. If I had done it, I would have told you about it. I would have been forgiven. He is not as articulate as I am, but this is my job, and I've been doing it for 35 years. I think Herschel Walker won yesterday. I think the people of Georgia are pissed off at the media because Raphael Warnock's got a long list of stuff that they never bring up and never talk about. Herschel comes on and answers charges from an anonymous source directly and rebuts them, and legacy media goes after him. I think he is going to sweep all before him in Georgia. You can help him out at teamherschel.com, teamherschel.com. I'm very glad that they want to keep running with my interview. I'm very glad that I put the transcript up. Dwayne typed it quickly so people could read it. It is perfectly comprehensible to everyone who wants to understand Herschel. But to the legacy media, which is overwhelmingly pro-abortion rights, extreme pro-abortion rights, they hate Herschel Walker. They do. In Georgia, you got to vote for a Republican, you got to vote for a Senate, and you got to vote for Herschel Walker, who has been candid, forthcoming, and out there every step of the way. And you should support him at TeamHerschel.com, TeamHerschel.com. Let me get to Arizona. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mark Kelly walked in there. Somebody briefed him badly and thought, you know, oh, Blake Masters is a rookie. He hadn't done it before. He's 40 years old, young dad. I'm a Navy captain. I'm an astronaut. I'm just going to crush this guy. No, boy, when people walk in like this, look, cut number 24, Blake Masters.
A few weeks ago, when the federal government cut Arizona's water allocation, 592,000 acre feet, for all you water nerds out there, that's a lot of water that the feds cut. That's our water. Guess how much California had to cut? Zero. Guess what Mark Kelly did about it? Nothing. I'm tired of Senator Kelly acting like the third senator from California. We need someone in there with sharp elbows who's going to fight for our water.
All right. Hey, number one, that wasn't the election. You know, a lot of people don't talk much about water in Arizona, but everybody in Arizona knows about water. That won the election. But Blake Masters isn't done with him. He goes right at abortion. Cut 25.
I'm pro-life. And that means I believe in limits. Now, I support exceptions because I don't believe in being extreme on this issue. Senator Mark Kelly is the abortion radical. Senator Kelly in Washington, he voted. No, actually, he sponsored. He didn't just vote for it. He sponsored a bill that would have mandated legal abortion nationwide. Get this, up until the moment of birth. Take a second to think about how truly radical that is. Mark Kelly says any abortion is okay for any reason, all the way up until the moment a baby is due to be born. He wasn't the only radical who voted for that bill. He was joined by Elizabeth Warren, by Bernie Sanders. AOC voted for this in the House. And the only countries in the whole world that support Senator Kelly's preferred no limits, extreme abortion policy are China and North Korea.
All right, more. Blake Masters, cut number 22.
I've been focused on the border since day one on this job. I'm down there all the time. I was on the phone this week just, you know, with Mayor Nichols of Yuma, Sheriff Daniels of Cochise County, talking about what more we need for Border Patrol and immigration.
That, my friends, is called evasion.
We're working to raise Border Patrol pay by 18%. I've got legislation to do that. I've been focused on the border since day one.
Okay.
Effects because we have a wide open southern border. So if that's the best you can do, I respectfully request you resign and let's get someone in the seat who will actually secure our border.
I love that. Oh, I've been working on the border since the day I got there. Well, if that's the best you can do, you should resign. One more cut before the bake. Cut 23.
For the past 2 years under Joe Biden and Mark Kelly, we've been going in the wrong direction. Everybody knows it. You are less safe today. Your bills have gone way up since Mark Kelly took over. He's got a bunch of excuses. I think you heard a lot of them here tonight. You know, it's up to you to decide whether excuses are enough. But ask yourself, do you deserve a secure border? Do you deserve to feel safe when you walk outside at night? Do you deserve to be able to afford your own home if you work hard enough? I think the answer is yes. You deserve so much better than what we have. Mark Kelly disagrees. Otherwise, he wouldn't have spent 2 years backing Biden every time.
Hey, everyone. This is Dwayne Patterson, producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. I've known for a while now that there's been far too much of me here in the studio, and I finally needed to do something about my weight. My excuse was always that I couldn't follow a plan with the crazy schedule that I keep. I heard about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and how they customize their program for each client, and I decided to call. This was no problem for Rachel and the PhD team. They had me map out what my day looks like and created a plan to follow. And so far, I've lost 16 pounds already and I'm just 2 weeks in on the way to my goal of losing 45. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition at 864-644-1900 and make your appointment for your consultation. The plan is simple. It's based on science and nutrition. There's no pills or injections, and they even include 80% of your food if you want it. Call them right now at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com and tell them you heard about it from Dwayne, the producer Hugh actually has on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. As I have been telling you, Blake Masters, Senate candidate in Arizona, absolutely eviscerated Mark Kelly, Democratic senator from Arizona, last night. I mean, just left him in many, many pieces. Let's go back to the tape. Cut 26.
He's the 50th vote in the U.S. Senate. Joe Biden needed his vote. Mark Kelly, a year ago, could have dug his heels in and said, Mr. President, I'm not supporting a single thing, not a single spending bill, not a single piece of your agenda. Unless and until we get border security. Biden would have had to secure the border. Mark Kelly, if this is the result of Senator Kelly being focused on the border, my gosh, he's the most ineffective and worst senator of all time.
Cut 27.
You never have to wonder which way Senator Kelly is going to vote, because any spending bill that Biden puts in front of him, he will sign. So, yeah, we got the Inflation Reduction Act, and Mark Kelly was the deciding vote. He hired 87,000 new IRS agents. Mark Kelly voted to send stimulus checks to illegal aliens. He voted to send stimulus checks to, get this, violent felons sitting in jail. Is that a good use of taxpayer money? I don't think so. Think about that the next time you go to the grocery store and you can't afford to buy steak or eggs.
Cut 28.
You, or did you not vote to reject 18,000 more Border Patrol agents in the Inflation Reduction Act passage?
Senator.
You know, we
there it is, right there.
There are votes that happen in D.C. that have nothing to do with Border Patrol agents, and it might have the title on it, and nothing happens.
Cut number 29.
Senator Kelly voted for 87,000 new IRS agents in the Inflation Reduction Act. But to do that, first he had to reject. There was an amendment. He rejected hiring 18,000 more Border Patrol agents. Mark Kelly said no to 18,000 more Border Patrol agents.
Cut number 30.
Hi, I'm Blake Masters. I'm running to be your next senator because our current senator, Mark Kelly, has messed everything up. Our border is in chaos. We've got drugs and illegal aliens just pouring in. Crime is up. The cost of groceries, actually the cost of everything you need to live, keeps going up and up. It wasn't like this 2 years ago. What changed? Well, Joe Biden took over. And in Washington, Mark Kelly backs Joe Biden every single time. Without thinking twice. Without thinking of Arizona. And you know, it's not what he said he'd do. 2 years ago, Mark Kelly stood right there and he promised to be independent. But he broke that promise. My wife, Catherine, and I grew up right here in Arizona. We're raising our three little boys here now. And we're sick of seeing Arizona families suffer just because Mark Kelly wants to fit in D.C. Send me to the U.S. Senate, and I will put Arizona families first.
One more. Cut 31.
Let's be clear. The greatest threat to seniors' retirement today is the massive, crushing inflation that Joe Biden and Mark Kelly caused. And it's their fault. They caused it. 2 years ago, inflation was 1.5%. Now, in the greater Phoenix metro area, we are suffering from literally the worst inflation in the nation at 13%. Joe Biden's policies caused this, and those are policies that Mark Kelly in Washington has supported every single time.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've seen a lot of debates. I've moderated a lot of debates. I have never, Blake Masters kept expectations low. Mark Kelly didn't prepare. And Blake Masters just destroyed him. There's nothing left of Mark Kelly. 87,000 IRS agents. Yes, you voted for them. You voted against 18,000 border agents. End of story in Arizona. I think that race is over. I think Herschel's race is over. I think that Herschel Walker gets attacked by the Daily Beast, by an anonymous woman. We're used to that. He says, no, I didn't do it on Monday. He says, no, I didn't do it on Wednesday. He says, by the way, people out there, if you had done it, it was legal. I understand. I understand exactly what he was saying. Legacy media pretends not to understand what he was saying. Says, oh, he's completely incomprehensible and inarticulate. Blake Masters is too smooth. You know what? Voters are smart. Voters are very smart. They know this country is off the rails on inflation, on crime, on education, on the border. They know we are off the rails. They know we are weak. Joe Biden was flipping and flopping around at a National Democratic Senatorial Committee fundraiser last night and said, Putin's serious. He's going to use nuclear weapon. They're that desperate. They're going to use the Cuban Missile Crisis card. I'll tell you, go contribute to TeamHerschel.com and BlakeMasters.com and come right back. Lots more ahead on The Hugh Hewitt Show. From number one New York Times bestselling author Vince Flynn comes Oath of Loyalty. Mitch Rapp confronts a very different kind of killer in the explosive new thriller in the bestselling Vince Flynn series, written by Kyle Mills. In the game of politics, some ties must be severed, but the oath of loyalty can never be broken. Oath of Loyalty by Vince Flynn, now available wherever books are sold. Go buy it today. I had a chance to interview the author, Kyle Mills, so go to my podcast to listen to that full interview. Oath of Loyalty by Vince Flynn. Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt live from Studio North. Good morning to you. Let me tell you something. I have rarely seen a debate be so dispositive as I did last night in Arizona when Republican nominee Blake Masters took a chainsaw to Mark Kelly's record and dismembered his ability to represent Arizona in such an effective fashion that I don't know that Mark Kelly can even recover to a close margin. Now, walking into that, I knew it was competitive because polling is broken. But let me read you the last 6, 7 polls in Arizona. CBS YouGov, Kelly plus 3. CNN, Kelly plus 6 over Blake Masters. Fox News, Kelly plus 5 over Blake Masters. Marist, Kelly plus 5 over Blake Masters. The Arizona Republic, Kelly plus 7 over Blake Masters. Data for Progress, Kelly plus 1 over Blake Masters. Trafalgar Group, Kelly plus 2 over Blake Masters. Those were all September polls. Add 10 points. Add 10 points because of polling bias. Add 10 points because of Joe Biden being a complete and utter incompetent as president. And then add another 10 points for last. I really do not know how Mark Kelly comes back from this. Let's go back through to some of the cuts. Cut number 2, Blake Masters, GOP nominee for Senate in Arizona last night. His website is BlakeMasters.com. Throw some dollars his way. Blake Masters, cut number 22.
I've been focused on the border since day one on this job. I'm down there all the time. I was on the phone this week just, with Mayor Nichols of Yuma, Sheriff Daniels of Cochise County, talking about what more we need for Border Patrol and immigration.
That, my friends, is called invasion.
We're working to raise Border Patrol pay by 18%. I've got legislation to do that. I've been focused on the border since day one.
Okay. To no great effect, because we have a wide open southern border. So if that's the best you can do, I respectfully request you resign and let's get someone in the seat who will actually secure our border.
I can't even believe Mark Kelly stepped on that brake. I've been focused on the border since day one. And since he's been in the same amount of time as Joe Biden. It's gone from control to 2.4 million unlawful entries in the United States. Cut number 28, Blake Masters.
You or did you not vote to reject 18,000 more Border Patrol agents in the Inflation Reduction Act passage?
Senator.
We
there it is right there.
There are votes that happen in D.C. that have nothing to do with Border Patrol agents, and it might have the title on it, and nothing happens.
Can't answer the question. Why? Because he voted against 18,000 new Border Patrol agents. Cut number 29.
Senator Kelly voted for 87,000 new IRS agents in the Inflation Reduction Act. But to do that, first he had to reject, there was an amendment, he rejected hiring 18,000 more Border Patrol agents. Mark Kelly said no to 18,000 more Border Patrol agents.
That's it. Arizona hears that. And you know, if they haven't heard it, they're going to hear it. It's going to be an ad. There are going to be 25,000 ads out of this. That's why Blake Masters needs money. Go to BlakeMasters.com. Cut number 30, Blake Masters.
Hi, I'm Blake Masters. I'm running to be your next senator because our current senator, Mark Kelly, has messed everything up. Our border is in chaos. We've got drugs and illegal aliens just pouring in. Crime is up. The cost of groceries, actually the cost of everything you need to live, keeps going up and up. It wasn't like this 2 years ago. What changed? Well, Joe Biden took over. And in Washington, Mark Kelly backs Joe Biden every single time. Without thinking twice. Without thinking of Arizona. And you know, it's not what he said he'd do. 2 years ago, Mark Kelly stood right there and he promised to be independent. But he broke that promise. My wife, Catherine, and I grew up right here in Arizona. We're raising our three little boys here now. And we're sick of seeing Arizona families suffer just because Mark Kelly wants to fit in D.C. Send me to the U.S. Senate, and I will put Arizona families first.
That's a very effective opening statement by Blake Masters. Cut number 31.
Let's be clear. The greatest threat to seniors' retirement today is the massive, crushing inflation that Joe Biden and Mark Kelly caused. And it's their fault. They caused it. 2 years ago, inflation was 1.5%. Now, in the greater Phoenix metro area, we are suffering from literally the worst inflation in the nation at 13%. Joe Biden's policies caused this, and those are policies that Mark Kelly in Washington has supported every single time.
The greatest inflation in the United States is in the greater Phoenix metro area, and Mark Kelly is saying, abba dabba 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 dabba. Cut number 27.
You never have to wonder which way Senator Kelly is going to vote, because any spending bill that Biden puts in front of him, he will sign. So, yeah, we got the Inflation Reduction Act, and Mark Kelly was the deciding vote. He hired 87,000 new IRS agents. Mark Kelly voted to send stimulus checks to illegal aliens. He voted to send stimulus checks to, get this, violent felons sitting in jail. Is that a good use of taxpayer money? I don't think so. Think about that the next time you go to the grocery store and you can't afford to buy steak or eggs.
Blake Masters had excellent prep for this. Cut number 26.
And he's the 50th vote in the U.S. Senate. Joe Biden needed his vote. Mark Kelly, a year ago, could have dug his heels in and said, Mr. President, I'm not supporting a single thing, not a single spending bill, not a single piece of your agenda, unless and until we get border security. Biden would have had to secure the border. Mark Kelly, if this is the result of Senator Kelly being focused on the border, my gosh, he's the most ineffective and worst senator of all time.
It's so true. Mark Kelly stepped on the rink. He said, I've been focused on this, the border, since day one. Oh, my gosh. Cut number 22.
I've been focused on the border since day one on this job. I'm down there all the time. I was on the phone this week just, you know, with Mayor Nichols of Yuma, Sheriff Daniels of Cochise County, talking about what more we need for Border Patrol and immigration.
That, my friends, is called evasion.
We're working to raise Border Patrol pay by 18%. I've got legislation to do that. I've been focused on the border since day one.
Okay.
To no great effect, because we have a wide open southern border.
Said I've been focused on the border since day one, that just lost him the election. I voted for an 18% pay raise, but not 18,000 border agent. When he said I've been focused on the border since day one, go back to cut 26.
He's the 50th vote in the U.S. Senate. Joe Biden needed his vote. Mark Kelly, a year ago, could have dug his heels in and said, Mr. President, I'm not supporting a single thing, not a single spending bill, not a single piece of your agenda, unless and until we get border security. Biden would have had to secure the border. Mark Kelly, if this is the result of Senator Kelly being focused on the border, my gosh, he's the most ineffective and worst senator of all time.
Yeah. So Mark Kelly says, I've been focused on the border from day one. Blake Masters just cuts his knees off. Back to Blake Masters talking about the direction of the country. Cut 23.
For the past 2 years, under Joe Biden and Mark Kelly, we've been going in the wrong direction. Everybody knows it. You are less safe today. Your bills have gone way up since Mark Kelly took over. He's got a bunch of excuses. I think you heard a lot of them here tonight. You know, it's up to you to decide whether excuses are enough. But ask yourself, do you deserve a secure border?
Do you deserve to feel safe when you walk outside at night? Do you deserve to be able to afford your own home if you work hard enough? I think the answer is yes. You deserve so much better than what we have. Mark Kelly disagrees. Otherwise, he wouldn't have spent 2 years backing Biden every time. Send me to the U.S. Senate if you think that you and your family deserve better so we can go in the right direction.
Backing Biden every time. Speaking of President Biden, let me just depart from Blake Masters destroying Mark Kelly for a second. Here is Joe Biden on the White House lawn yesterday. Cut number six.
No, the trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions. But it is a disappointment, and it says that they're a problem.
You're watching on the Salem News Channel after Joe Biden says it was a disappointment and there are problems. The OPEC price rise, which is, by the way, oil is up again this morning. Your gas will cost more today when you stop. He backs up. It's just weird. It's just weird. Back to Blake Masters. Cut 22.
I've been focused on the border since day one on this job. I'm down there all the time. I was on the phone this week just, you know, with Mayor Nichols of Yuma. Sheriff Daniels of Cochise County talking about what more we need for border control and immigration.
Stop right there. I don't even have to play the Blake Masters response. When Mark Kelly says, I've been focused on the border since day one, does anybody believe him? Does anybody at all believe him? Cut number 24 to go out with.
A few weeks ago, when the federal government cut Arizona's water allocation, 592,000 acre feet, for all you water nerds out there, that's a lot of water that the feds cut. That's our water. Guess how much California had to cut? Zero. Guess what Mark Kelly did about it? Nothing. I'm tired of Senator Kelly acting like the third senator from California. We need someone in there with sharp elbows who's going to fight for our water.
I'm telling you, Blake Masters crushed it last night. If debates matter at all, and they do matter, Blake Masters is going to win that Senate race in Arizona, just like Herschel Walker is going to win in Georgia. More on that when I come back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. I want to remind you that our sponsor is AndrewandTodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific. They lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call them at 888-1172. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. My number is 1-800-520-1234. Get in line if you want to talk about Senator Mark Kelly getting crushed by Blake Masters last night. I'm joined now by Mike Lee, Senator from Utah. Good morning, Senator Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Hugh. Good to be with you.
You know, Robert O'Brien was over campaigning with me. He tells you you've got great crowds and great energy. But, boy, legacy media wants to elevate your opponent and try and ding you up a little bit. I have rarely seen anything like this, and you are, like, the best representative of Utah I can imagine. How's the campaign going?
Well, you know, it's going really well, but for the, as you point out, the legacy media, including and especially the media in Utah, the entire media establishment in Utah is actively, openly gunning for my opponent and going after me. My opponent is running as an independent, but he is, for all practical purposes, the Democratic candidate in this race. While claiming to be an independent, he's been endorsed by the Democratic Party. He raises money on Act Blue. He voted for Joe Biden. He campaigned for Joe Biden. He's embraced Joe Biden's policies and rejected Republican principles. Utah media helps him hide that, never asks him questions about policy, and instead allows him to attack me with baseless, scurrilous attacks constantly, never, ever really resulting in a policy discussion.
Yeah, he is a never Trumper, and I understand that there are never Trumpers out there, and I understand that some people want to make this election a proxy about that, but it's really about the future of the country. A vote for him is a vote to keep Chuck Schumer in charge of the Senate and to keep the left-wing policies in place. And I don't think it's going to be close. But does anyone explain that? He's just going to caucus like Angus King with the Democrats?
Yeah. So this is the point. I've been trying to explain this over and over again. And Evan McMullen, my opponent, has been retreating into this position that says, well, maybe I won't caucus with anyone. Now, to be clear, Hugh, he's been very clear, unambiguous about the fact that he absolutely, positively will not, under any circumstances, caucus with Republicans. When it starts to get uncomfortable for him, well, with this idea that, you know, as we all know, he would be Chuck Schumer's guy. He'd be Joe Biden's 51st vote in the Senate. He said, well, maybe I wouldn't caucus with either party. That doesn't work. If he did that, he'd never get committee assignments. Nobody does that. And we all know that a guy who's been endorsed by the Democratic Party, voted for Joe Biden, campaigned for Joe Biden, and embraced leftist principles, he's going to caucus with the Democrats. And so any of your listeners who'd be interested in helping me offset my opponent, get millions of dollars of free publicity every day from legacy media. If they'd like to support me, they can go to leeforsenate.com. At leeforsenate.com, they can help me defeat Evan McMullen and with him, his allies, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden.
Now, yesterday I had Herschel Walker on, and of course, the story of the day was the unconfirmed anonymous report that he paid for an abortion. So I drilled down on it. You know, I asked him a couple of questions. Legacy Media jumped on him. They're trying to make it more than it is. They're helping him in response. I'm just curious if anyone has pressed Evan on the idea of you cannot not caucus with someone. Otherwise, your state doesn't get represented. You get no committee. You've got to pick one side or the other, like Angus King. In Maine, caucuses with the Democrats. He's a very reasonable guy, unlike Evan. But he has to. You have to, and so does Bernie Sanders. You have to caucus with someone to get a committee assignment.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Look, nobody in the media presses him on it. Others have tried. He dodges the question, and he's claiming quite falsely. I don't know who's advising her. What he thinks he based this on? But I've heard recordings of him telling groups of people that the Senate rules provide that anyone and everyone in the Senate gets a couple of committee assignments. And it's just not true.
He
doesn't cite any Senate rule to that effect because there is no such rule. You get your committee assignments through the caucus system. So, look, we all know what this is. He's going to caucus with the Democrats. It's what you do. Every independent in the Senate caucuses with the Democrats, and especially a guy who's been endorsed by the Democratic Party. Who is the Democratic Party's candidate in this case? He's just trying to hide this from the people of Utah because he wants them to think that he's still kind of a Republican, which he's
not.
Well,
Utah is a Republican state, and it's maybe the most reliably Republican state in the United States. And so, and Mike Lee has done a fine job. Let's run down the issue set, Senator Lee. The first is inflation. I've been playing clips of Blake Masters destroying Mark Kelly last night on inflation, on the border, on crime. We'll come to that. But on inflation, what do you think we need to do? I think we need to cut spending, except for defense, and do it immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've introduced a bill called the Price Act that would require the Senate to pass any spending bill with a 3/5 supermajority as soon as inflation goes north of 3%. We're now nearly triple that. But you are absolutely right, and you and I both agree with Milton Friedman on this point, who said that in the United States of America, inflation has exactly one source, exactly one cause. It is always, perpetually, unavoidably excessive federal spending. That's it. We brought in $4 trillion last year, record revenue. We spent nearly $7 trillion. That's why we have inflation. This
That's
doesn't
just
work.
So astonishing. $4 trillion is not enough to make our budget work. All right, Senator, let's move to the second one. Crime in the major cities of America. I do not know about Salt Lake City. I don't know about Provo. I doubt very much Provo is a crime center. How is crime in Salt Lake City? Has Utah escaped the blight in America's cities?
No, I don't think anybody's completely escaped it. Salt Lake City certainly hasn't. It's not nearly as bad as Portland or San Francisco, many other metropolitan areas. But we do have some problems. And there again, there's a sharp contrast between what we believe as Republicans and what the Democrats embrace. My Democratic colleagues in the Senate, many of them are buying into this nonsense that we need to abolish qualified immunity. It's the dumbest thing we could possibly do. Not only is it harmful, disrespectful, and unfair to police officers, but it would devastate every neighborhood in America, starting with the poorest of all neighborhoods in America. We wouldn't be able to find people who would police those who would take jobs as police wouldn't be able to do their job.
All right, turning to the border, Mark Kelly got killed last night on the border because he said he's been working on it by day one. And Blake Masters said he should resign because we have 2.2 million people coming across the border. I don't think Evan McMullen has spoken to the border because, again, he's just an ever Trump candidate running to try and gig you. What do you think we need to do on the border, Mike Lee?
Okay, what we need to do on the border is immediately re-implement the Remain in Mexico program. This was a major accomplishment of the Trump administration. It negotiated with Mexico this arrangement whereby if someone coming on land through our southern border was applying for asylum, they had to remain in Mexico while their asylum application was pending. If we just did that one thing, I think that would do more than any other single policy I can think of to stop this flow. If we did that, they wouldn't be able to come in. All these people flooding across our borders, they're doing so under the guise that they're asylees, when 99% of them are ineligible for asylum. It's just that we wait too long to process their application.
Fourth big issue is education, not typically a federal issue, but education has become a federal issue because previously unactivated moms, especially, have had it with public education. Arizona has adopted the Ducey plan. Funding is going to follow the student. What do the moms tell you out there, Mike Lee, about how the schools performed and the wokeism that has invaded some of them?
They want the money to follow the student, and I've introduced legislation and supported other legislation in the Senate that would allow what federal money does get spent to follow the student. And look, people everywhere, moms and dads had a wake-up call during COVID when all of a sudden they had a chance to see, in many instances, online school. They had this a chance to see what was actually going on in their classrooms, what was being taught. They didn't like it, and with good reason, because it was subversive. It wasn't good quality education, and it was corrupting to what their parents wanted their children to learn. It's one of the many reasons why we should keep the federal government out of primary and secondary education altogether.
Senator Lee, let's conclude by talking about the Supreme Court. You were instrumental in the confirmations of Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Evan McMullen would have voted against all three. Do Utahns understand that he will be a vote for radical justices put forward by Joe Biden, and you are an obstacle to their path?
Many of them don't, because here again, the Utah media, uniformly liberal. Not a single conservative newspaper, not a single conservative TV station in Utah. And they carefully, studiously, religiously avoid asking him any question that might be difficult on this. But here again, you're exactly right. He has said he doesn't support them. Remember when he campaigned for the presidency in 2016, he campaigned by going to the right of Donald Trump, claiming that Donald Trump was insufficiently committed to overturning Roe versus Wade. Since then, he's gone on MSNBC and said undoing Roe versus Wade was the wrong thing to do, and that Donald Trump's three nominees, all of whom I'd regard as amazing, were bad, and he wouldn't have supported them. But the Utah media refuses to call them out. That's why I have to do all the heavy lifting on this myself, which is why this campaign is costing more and why I keep plugging the website, leeforsenate.com.
L-E-E-F-O-R, leeforsenate.com. I do that for the Steelers fan, Senator Lee. The biggest problem I think you have is people taking it seriously, because Evan McMullen's kind of a strange guy. He just is. Running for president, Coyote-like, getting crushed, refusing to go away, propped up by the Lincoln Project and its nefarious leadership. He's just an odd duck. It's hard to take seriously, but you have to, because, again, we don't live in Utah. We don't see what they're doing. And now I understand unfolding in front of our eyes is a secret effort to take out Mike Lee.
Yes, that's exactly right. And sooner or later, I do believe that people of Utah are going to get a chance to see who this guy really is. I'll be debating Mr. McMullen on Monday, the 17th of October. Look forward to exploring many of these issues. But between now and then, he continues to obfuscate everything he says, continues to claim that he's going to win by uniting Democrats, independents, and what he describes as Romney Republicans, to bring them all into one tent. And many in the aforementioned third category have been duped into believing that, yeah, sure, this guy could stand for Republican values, which he decidedly does not.
Who's going to moderate that debate? Because, I mean, it takes one question. Evan McMullen, would you have voted, please, specifically to confirm Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett? Takes one question with three answers. Will that get asked?
Just one question. I sincerely hope it does. The moderator is a radio talk show host, now has a weekly television show in his semi-retirement, named Doug Wright. Certainly hope he'll ask that question.
It's just the most obvious thing for people to understand. Evan McMullen is an odd guy who's a Democrat, who will be a Democrat, and who will leave Utah behind when the Senate flips to Republican. Senator Lee, thank you so much. Keep coming back. Mike, it's leeforsenate.com. Am I right, Senator?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Hugh.
LeeForSenator.com. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.